Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Former England captain and commentator Tony Greig has died at the age of 66 in Sydney. Greig had been battling lung cancer since October, but suffered a heart attack at about 2 p.m. Australian time this afternoon. He leaves behind his second wife Vivian, his daughter Beau, his son Tom, and two adult children from his previous marriage. Greig was first diagnosed with bronchitis this summer, but when it failed to clear up, further tests revealed a lesion in his right lung. This caused him to miss his commentary duties with Channel 9 for the first time in 33 years. Greig was born in South Africa in 1946, but moved to England to pursue a career there, firstly with Sussex and then as England captain. He played 58 tests for his adopted country, before throwing in his lot with World Series cricket and Kerry Packer. Australian batsman Mike Hussey has announced his surprise retirement from all forms of cricket, saying that the New Year test against Sri Lanka at the SCG will be his last. This comes despite 2012 being one of his best years to date, and will leave a huge hole in Australia's middle order, ahead of the back-to-back Ashes series and this summer's Champions Trophy. "I've known for a while that I probably wanted to finish at the end of the Australian summer," Hussey told ESPN Crick Info. "I just wanted to see how I felt throughout the summer, and my feelings hadn't really changed. I was looking ahead to the India series and the Ashes. I didn't have the same excitement or buzz about the challenges ahead." The New Zealand bowlers were made to work hard for their wickets on day two of their only warm-up match before the first test against South Africa. The South Africa Implementation 11 opening pair of Rassie van der Dussen and Matthew Kleinveld added 161 for the first wicket, before the wickets began to fall in the second half of the day. The Invitation 11 eventually reached stumps on 274 for 6, with Trent Bolt and Bruce Martin each taking a brace of wickets. In one other piece of news from the tour, the Black Caps have announced that Peter Fulton has been ruled out of the two test matches after aggravating a knee injury whilst batting on day one. Saranga Lakmal and Lahiru Tirumana will join Sri Lanka's test squad ahead of the third and final test against Australia, which starts on the 3rd of January. Lakmal will replace fellow fast bowler Chinaka Velagedera, who picked up a hamstring tear during Sri Lanka's comprehensive defeat in the second test, while Tirumana will replace Kumar Sangakkara. Mark Rampakash, Robert Croft and Mike Vness have been honoured in the New Year's honours list. Rampakash and Croft have been awarded MBEs, while Vness was given an OBE. Since playing for and captaining England, Vness has been ICC match referee and most recently president of Kent. Croft and Rampakash, meanwhile, have seemingly been rewarded for their immensely successful county careers, as well as their contributions in international cricket, at a largely unsuccessful time for the national side.